Mephala, Daedric Prince of Secrets. There are Daedric princes that wish to dominate or conquer mortals, or those that are indifferent to mortals, and then there are those that use mortals for their own amusement. Mephala is one that falls into this final category, using lies, murder, secrets, and a tangled web of deception and betrayal to interfere in the affairs of the people of Tamriel. Mephala appears as either gender before mortals, depending on whom she wishes to ensnare, but is most often depicted as a multi-limbed woman, occasionally with arachnid features. Her realm of oblivion is known as Mephala's web, or the spiral skein. In the center of this realm is a massive tower containing the palace of Mephala, with 8 strands of land like spokes extending outwards. Each spoke supposedly represents a sin that Mephala represents or utilizes in her work. The first is a cavern of lies, with pedestals pretending to hold up the sky. The second is the cramped chambers of envy, because they long for the open areas above. The third spoke contains grottos covered in an alluring, glowing substance representing seduction, but the lights are actually maggots. Fourth are the eternally dark tunnels of fear and dread. Fifth represents betrayal in halls where fair is foul and foul is fair. Sixth is an arena representing murder. And seventh is an area containing everything mortals would kill or die for, representing avarice. Finally, the eighth area is the flaming skein of fury, representing death. Mephala is believed by the Dunmer to be one of the 3 good Daedra, along with Boethia and Azura. Mephala taught the Chimer how to deal with their enemies with evasion and assassination, leading to the founding of the Guild of Assassins, the Morag Tong. The Dunmer believe that Mephala represents the simple concepts of murder, sex, and secrets, both in their subtle aspects as well as the more overt ones. Due to her secretive nature, it's unknown exactly how many mortal plots and affairs Mephala has been involved in throughout history. Mephala's servants are known as the Spider Daedra, hybrids of large spiders and women. They are known to be so fierce and irrational that they can't be trusted with most commands of Mephala. Mephala has 2 artifacts associated with her, although one she shares with another Daedric prince. The ebony blade resembles an ebony katana and is capable of sapping the life of those it strikes and flowing it into the wielder. It's developed a reputation of being an artifact of great evil, and has taken many lives while driving the wielders insane. The second artifact, the Ring of Khajiiti, is associated with both Mephala and Meridia, although it originally belonged to Mephala. According to legend, a Khajiit thief known as Rajin snuck into Mephala's realm and stole the ring off of Mephala's finger without her even knowing. Supposedly, he also stole the ebony blade from her, and then the Ogma Infinium from Hermaeus Mora. Rajin would become the god of thieves for the Khajiiti, and at one point, supposedly he stole a tattoo from the neck of the Imperial Empress. The ring makes the wearer move much quicker, and grants them the ability to turn invisible, useful for any thief. Any classical pantheon of deities needs a deity associated with secrets and lies, and Mephala neatly fills that role in the Elder Scrolls. Mephala was possibly inspired by the Spider Queen Lolth, the dark goddess of the Drow in Dungeons & Dragons, due to the similarity in spider motifs and themes of murder and betrayal. Although there is an overall small amount of information in the series related to Mephala, that's probably the way she prefers it.